instruction about the characters that we have to read to follow long stories in Acts between James and Luke. So if you remember, as it were, last time, we had Peter going on to work a miracle of raising Dorcas or Tabitha from death. After the service, they said to me, "You know, I'm called Dorcas." So I said, "That's how everyone spells Dorcas." "Yes, that too." So she's really my name, really, as well as anything else, I suppose. But the story of Dorcas and Tabitha, an idea, makes that perhaps Peter got this special gift of being able to raise someone from the dead, like Jesus, even though I suggested he could be uncertain, so that he could have the confidence that Jesus was with him. But what he didn't know was about to happen, but God did. And what had happened was he had this dream. And I did suggest, the entire time I suggested, forgetting that the two decided that Tabitha wasn't very good in Joppa, and therefore that a man like Peter loved that dream because he had a right Peter. And he dreamt, therefore, of food, but what he dreamt of, as I hope it's clear from today's meeting, was animals that a good Jew must not eat. And being a Jew, and Peter seemed a rather conservative good Jew, in other words, he said, "Oh, no, Lord, I couldn't possibly do that." And God said, "Oh, yes, you can." This is a practical application for this one. Application number one of the story of Acts is if someone suggests something to you, or even if you think God might be hinting something to you, and you say, "Oh, no, I couldn't do that." God in the story is one you have to apply when you can. Anyway, Peter, his dream ends, and in his ears perhaps is this voice saying to him, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." This happened three times, then happens again three. At that very moment, three men sent to King Caesar arrived at the house where we were. Again, notice the sort of details. Three times the sheep appears in the vision full of the animals. He must be running up the sheep, ready to stay with them, and that is full of animals. But they have to use sheep, like in the when you land in the second of three sheep to the wind. That sort of sheep is not one which is unrelated to God or meaning. That came three times, and of course, three in the Bible is a special number, isn't it? It's connected to God himself. Peter, my brother, fully knows the fact that three men are alive. If you know the Old Testament, every spot of three men appear on special occasions, and they bring the word of the Lord. Abraham's time, Peter was a good Jew, and all that happened in Paul was when three men turned up. But the three men weren't quite three men, but that's another story. But three men turned up at that very moment. Here's the research called, again, in one of his books, he was talking about prayer. I think he'd be talking with his father or something in the ministry as well, just saying, "I pray about something," and then this happened. The father's a broken man, and so on, and so conversation. And he said, "Very plain things happen, but the normal people say that's just coincidence." He says, "They're quite right. It's just that my notice is that coincidences happen more often when you pray." the whole